In Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told community members that the Trump administration believes Latinos are crucial to the U.S. economy. Pence said the success of the Latino community is America's success, adding that the Trump White House is in the promise-keeping business. The vice president also doubled down on President Trump's plan for a real and positive immigration reform, saying that the administration will show great heart every step of the way.
The president and I believe that a system based on the rule of law will benefit every American, including our Hispanic Americans. Every community from coast to coast will benefit from upholding our laws and expanding our economy.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the United States must see positive action from North Korea prior to discussing ways to lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The comment follows an emergency closed-door briefing among members of the U.N. Security Council. Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is irrational and that the Council isn't ruling anything out in its reevaluation of the communist state. Last Sunday, Pyongyang launched 4 ballistic missiles. North Korea allowed 2 Malaysian employees of the UN World Food Program to leave the country Thursday. They were among 11 Malaysians confined to the country's embassy in the North Korean capital city of Pyongyang. The two countries got caught up in a dispute triggered by the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother Kim Jong-nam in Kuala Lumpur. The UN says the two Malaysians were international civil servants, not representatives of their government. This is VOA News.